Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Glenn and Moses is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Brucker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hefner out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Siebert goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball four. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Nagel covering. It's a double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 1 in the game. Klift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. Klift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christman moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to third. Harris moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.